In between the hugs, congratulations, and photos being taken, the faces of the new members of the APS board were all smiles after being sworn in. Matt Westmoreland, who ran unopposed for the District 3 seat, says the board is dedicated to working together.
Who have the interests of the kids in this school at our heart. And as someone who was in the classroom 3 weeks ago, that's incredibly important to me.
Westmoreland attended APS from elementary through high school. The Princeton University graduate came back to the district as an educator through the Teach for America program. A history teacher at Carver Early College High School, Westmoreland has nothing but praise for his fellow board member.
I think you have bright, personable, informed individuals who are dedicated to serving the interests of every child in this city, all across Atlanta. And I'm incredibly excited about the chance to serve with them.
Another new member is Atlanta attorney and APS parent Cynthia Briscoe Brown. She defeated former chair Ruben McDaniel for the District 8 at-large seat.
This is the culmination of everything I've done for the last 20 years. This is my chance to take everything I've done, all I've learned, and everything I've experienced and use it to help every kid in the city.
But Brown made it clear the board has a lot of work ahead.
We need everybody to be patient. We've got a lot to fix. We're not going to do that in the next week. But we are committed to being part of the community and acting in community for the good of every single child.
The board members will serve a 4-year term. Rose Scott, WABE News.